Welcome to Rialaron International Ministries Incorporated with Anne Elizabeth, where real people meet a real God.
Welcome to Rialaron. I'm so glad that you have joined me once again for our lesson on wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, so therefore we need to get wisdom and not negate it. Wisdom is coming to the knowledge of the truth as found in the Word of God, as found as what it is written, not as what we think, or not as what the denomination says, or not what our neighbor ascribes to, or not what the Muslims that are all covered up describe to. I feel so sorry for those women, how they're covered and they're not able to enjoy life as God created them. But they have been taken and muted and wrapped up as some man's possession to be just used for their purposes. I don't see where Muslims have treated their women very well, but we know that that religion is false, and I pray that they would all come into Christianity. You know, we can see that God has many dimensions to him. Another dimension in God is John 16, 7 through 8 tells us that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of sin, he will explain righteousness, and he never omits judgment. He's always wanting you to know what your action will receive from God. You know, we can see the good things of God if we put in time that we will reap good. You know, if I go to the gym and I sit there and I just flop down with my gym clothes on and get out my water bottle and maybe a bag of almonds and I just sit and I watch everybody work out. And then I get up and I come home, take a shower, and I do this for a year. It's not going to benefit me until I go to the gym and I get on the machines and I begin to work out my body so that my muscular system is healthy, right? And so we know that we're not going to be healthy people unless we get a Bible, we pick it up, we read it, and we begin to do what the Bible has said, you know? And God is going to explain what sin is. He's going to explain that the wages of sin, the result of sin, is death, not good. He's going to explain the road of righteousness, what that looks like, and all the things that we can expect in return for our righteousness, which is rewards from God, which is good from God. We can see where God sends judgment and correction to deter people from eternal fire. If you could picture God standing there in front of a hockey goal, if you've ever been to a hockey match, you can see where the goalie stands in there and he doesn't want the puck to get in from the other team. And he's always taking that puck and hitting it back out. That's how God is. That's what judgment's all about. He takes that person and strikes them over there to get them to wake up, to look up and say, oh my goodness, I need to figure out what's going on, where I will go after I leave this planet, because I'm flying into forever and I will land in either heaven or I will land in either hell based on what I did with God on this planet. So God is always bringing sin, righteousness, and judgment. Sin, righteousness, and judgment. And we know that King David was wise because he kept the judgment of God before his eyes. So why have we, the 21st century people of God called the church, taken judgment out of the Bible when God never has? So we can see the many dimensions in God and the fact that we need to keep them. In Psalm 33:8, it reads, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. To fear the Lord means to hate evil. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth, the perverted mouth, the profane mouth do I hate, says the Lord. So to fear God means to fear evil, not to embrace it, not to walk with it, not to be the country western, supposedly Christian person that wants to to have her body on the front cover of Playboy magazine before she dies. Can you imagine this? She doesn't know the Lord, neither does she know the Word, neither does she fear God. And that is the devil that has come to this woman and stolen the Word out from underneath her feet. So she's fond of God, she sings and cries and maybe feels God's presence, but she's in jeopardy because the devil has stolen the Word of God from her daily life. So therefore she doesn't know life because she hasn't read it, nor does she walk in it. Okay? She doesn't embrace what she should, and she doesn't shun what she should. She just trots down the road, and anything that looks good, feels good, and smells good, she embraces and considers it to be God, including Playboy magazine. We know that sexual immorality is not allowed in God's kingdom. Okay? We need to shun all forms of evil and sexual immorality. It's not to be named among us. We're to be people that are pure and that fear God. And we know that God said that iniquity will not spend eternity with Him. Iniquity will not spend eternity with Him as Jesus looks at her. Oh, but Lord, Lord, I was a country western singer. I was a Christian. I loved you. And you know that I wanted to be nude on Playboy magazine and to enjoy pornography and people to lust after my body. I didn't know you didn't have a problem with that. And Jesus will say to her, depart from me, you who work iniquity, into the eternal fire. Okay? Because she didn't know God and she didn't obey God, as found in the Bible, what we need to do to avoid the lake of fire, as found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 7 through 9. We know to fear the Lord is to walk in His ways. Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 13 tells us we are to walk in all of God's ways and to love Him, to love God. Loving God is not always a feeling. You know how you love fresh air or you love ice cream or somebody invites you over for dinner. Oh, I love dinner parties, you know. And you get all dressed up and you can't wait to go over there with all your friends and sit down and just enjoy the night and maybe go outside later on around the fire pit and talk and maybe roast marshmallows. You know, we love stuff like that. Or we love boat rides. We love shopping. We love getting our nails done and different things. We love vacations. We love presents. We love romance. But we are to love God, and we might always not feel love towards God. It may not always be a feeling kind of love, but it is a intelligent kind of love. Loving God is obeying God, right? Even when we don't feel all this stuff towards Him, we still want to do what's right because we're going to keep intelligence, and we are to love Him and we are to serve the Lord. That's amazing. All the way through the Bible, it talks about serving God. I never quite understood that, because I did not read the Word of God daily, and I didn't read through the Word of God and study it like He commands us to. I was being destroyed for lack of knowledge. But to serve the Lord is to connect with God every day and to say, God, what are Your plans for my life? Now that I sit underneath Your throne and I'm part of Your family and Your kingdom, what do You want me to do with my life? And God says, well, I want you to go be a doctor. I want you to open up a bank. I want you to be a hairdresser. I want you to be an engineer. I want you to be a chemist, right? I want you to be a school teacher. I want you to open up a grocery store, maybe be in ministry, whatever God wants you to do. And so you're serving God. Or God may say, I want you to be a mother, and I, you know, want you to have four children and raise them and make them able to know me so that they can help others to know me, right? Or maybe God's made you to be a doctor. And that's how we serve God, by doing what He assigns us to do. You know, God had assigned me to be an entrepreneur. I had my own company for years. Then He called me into full-time ministry, where I bring Him to you, right? So that you can understand and rise in life. And so we are all to serve God and to keep His commandments and His statutes. and read the Bible on a daily basis. For in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So as you read the word of God, it will examine you. You know, as you're reading it, you will have an exam of your life, and he will show you the areas that need to be changed, right? When I started reading the word of God after I saw the Lord in 2001, I thought I'll never make it because there was so much to my life that was wrong. And so don't get discouraged, because you might be like I was, a complete mess. But the thing about the Lord is he will work with you every day, and he will help you to overcome. He will help you through whatever hang up you have, what emotional issue you have, whatever, maybe low self-esteem, real low, okay? Maybe you're an alcoholic. He'll help you to break that habit, that demon. He'll help you to overcome nicotine, drugs. Maybe you love to go to psychics and get your future read. He'll help you to break that, because we know that's of the devil. Maybe you like to go into sex clubs and have orgies and all of that perversion, and God will help you to break that off. You know, maybe you like, you're a porn addict and you just can't get enough of it. God will help you break free of that demonic activity. And he will always help you to break free of sin and help you to rise in life. That's who he is. And he'll give you a life that you will end up enjoying. And so daily we are to continue down the road of reading our Bible. That brings us into sanctification, you know. We have to be cleansed from the world, because in the world system, you're walking down maybe New York City, and you just see all the billboards, you see all the grapefruit vodka ladies, you see the Marble Man, you see the hustler, you see the bar signs and the glittering clubs and all the showgirls and all the show guys, and you see all this stuff going on all around you, and you hear voices that are speaking to you from the invisible realm, okay, luring you in, seducing you to lure you into their clubs or bars or way of life or whatever it is, with a promise of fulfillment, a promise of, if you go my way, you're going to feel better. Okay, the devil always tells you that, but when we know that going that way leads to death, is death, and it leads to ruined lives. We know that. You know, when people are lured into the casino because they're bored at home, maybe, and they get in front of that blackjack table like I used to, okay? And it was like a game to try to get my money back from the dealer, okay? But we know that that's an addiction that the devil has. I mean, we can have fun board games and stuff amongst ourselves. We don't need to go throw all of our money at the feet of Satan. And there's nothing good in a casino but gambling and tobacco and drug dealing and sex trafficking and pornography and prostitution and call girls and all kind of filth. So we know that that's not a place that God wants us to go into. And we'll find that out as we read the word, right? And Jesus will be able to help guide your life if you give him time. As you open up the word of God and let him take you through it, then you're going to be able to understand. I see many people that go to church, but they lack the knowledge they need to come clean from the demonic kingdom. I see a lot of well-meaning Hollywood people that they go to church, but I still see them walking in a dangerous path of the wide road that leads to destruction. And it bothers me. And I go back to see, where are they going to church? Because if you're sitting in a church that always just helps you to feel good and feel better about yourself, but never teaches you right from wrong, and the results of when you do right and the results of when you do wrong, and about the results in eternity, I fear for your future. I really do, because there's so many churches, they won't give a direct answer to a question because they don't want to be disliked, or maybe somebody has threatened them of their 501c3 status. It's like, you can't threaten God. No matter what you take away from a Christian, you're not going to dethrone Almighty God, and His Word is eternal. You'll never be able to dethrone Him. And you need to be careful what you do to His people, because He has been known to annihilate people that get in His path. You really do need to pick up the Word of God and read it. So we need to be careful not to be a fool and to neglect God's Word, as Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 tells us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord happens when you do pick up a Bible and you begin to read it. So I'm wondering if the people that I see on the wide road that leads to destruction, which is eternal fire, that sit in church and they can still live in sin, and they can still have Instagram pictures where you're showing your breast and your cleavage and how sexy you look and how big your butt is and just different things. But you go to church once a week to feel better, but you go to counseling too once a week, and you've been there for years. Do you know that Jesus says, come to me. I'm the mighty counselor. There's no hang-up that Jesus can't remove from you. There's no trap or demon that Jesus can't fry at your feet and send on an eternal hike. Okay? You'll never be sane unless you read the Word and let it wash you and cleanse you of demonic activity. You'll never know the voice of God in the straight and narrow road and the joy that is found on that road if you stay on the wide road that leads to destruction. And you're going to church, so you are seeking the Lord as I was. And you know, it's amazing, when God showed up, He said to me, He asked me a question. He said, who is your favorite preacher? I was startled. As I'm in hell, looking around hell, He asked me, who's your favorite preacher? And I said, why are we talking about this? I didn't say that because I couldn't talk. I was in a state of shock. But the thoughts go back and forth. God doesn't need to look at you and talk like we do. He will download a thought into your spirit, and without a voice. Sometimes He uses His voice, and sometimes He just downloads it into your spirit. And I was frantic, and He said, I need to be your favorite preacher, my Word, in its fullness, Genesis to the end of Revelation, needs to be your favorite preacher. Because if we don't do what God says as the people on earth, we will just follow any preacher that talks and makes us feel better. But that preacher that makes you feel better may omit pieces of the Bible, very important pieces of the Bible, that will cost you your soul in eternal fire. Because if God didn't lay out the full message of truth to me, I would be in eternal fire, because I was on the wide road that leads to destruction as an adulterer, as a alcoholic, as a drug addict, as a chain smoker. Okay, I had all kind of things going on. And if God didn't come to bring me the full message, which I was not getting at church or from the preachers, I would be in eternal fire today. Do you see how important it is to know what's in the book for yourself, right? So we need to pick it up. We don't want to end up in the lake of fire as people that refused to take the road that God has given us to enter into eternal life. We know that it's mandatory for us to seek and know God. It's mandatory, and God is His Word. You know, a name for Jesus, we call Him Jehovah or Adonai or El Shaddai and da-da-da-da-da. But in Revelation chapter 19:13, it says His name is the Word of God. Jesus, the Word of God. Say that with me. Jesus, the Word of God. When people say, I know Jesus, I say, do you know the Word of God? Because that's Jesus. Well, no, I don't have time to read the Word of God. I said, okay, so then you don't know Jesus. And the problem for you not knowing Jesus, the Word of God, is that it could cost you your life on earth and forever an eternal lake of fire. If there's one thing I could say to the human race after my adventure in 2001 in heaven, beautiful place, and in hell, It would be buy a Bible, King James Version, and read every word and believe it. Okay. Blessed are the people who love and keep the word in their lives. That's written in Psalm 1, 1 through 3. Blessed, not cursed. We don't want to be on the cursed state of life. I saw the cursed. I saw the fallen angels. They're cursed. I saw the beautiful angels God has. They're in different forms. Some look like ballerinas, and they were like a blue color, and they shined, and they were beautiful. They're striking, literally. Very, very elegant. Then I saw others. They were a strong, dark brown, almost like a black brown. They looked like a BMW, a German-made car, you know, that kind. I saw a tiny little angel flying around. She just looked like a little doll. I've seen big, husky angels in T-shirts and jeans. I saw one angel that stood beside me. Jesus introduced me to very normal looking. And I've seen angels outside of my home in futuristic missiles guarding my home. I've seen different types of angels. And one day we're going to be like the angels. But blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So blessed are the people. And these angels are blessed. They feared God and they kept God. And we need to be like them. They set their faces flint to obey God. Okay? The angel that Jesus introduced me to, Jesus said, Jesus was standing over here and he said, "This is your angel." And he turned back and said, "Hello." And I said, "Hello," you know. And I thought, I hope he's strong enough for the job, because I had seen the evil kingdom, because the angels protect us. But I have seen how God has cursed the other side. Some were worse than others, deformed and very ugly, very ugly. When God curses something, they're very ugly. And some of them looked like the false gods that people have worship, you know, sadly enough. But what happens is the devil lives in that person that has carved and made that false god. And then they set them on their shelf and they worship them. I knew a lady that was very wealthy, and she had an interior decorating business. And when things would start to go down, she would light her incense and she would get out her Buddha and she would worship Buddha and do the incense all around Buddha, hoping that Buddha would bring her back her finances. And I thought, this is tragic. And I purchased for her a Bible, and she just set it to the side. You know, she didn't, I put the word in front of her, but many people, that instead of reading it, right, to know life, they just put it to the side. And that's the worst thing that you could do, because it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, the Bible. And in his law, he meditates both day and night. Good night.
Briella Ron International Ministries Incorporated appreciates all of its faithful covenant partners and wishes each and every one of you a beautiful life with Jesus. Please visit Briella Ron today at www.briellaron.org.